The internet's architect steps down. Vint Cerf, the co-designer of TCP/IP alongside Bob Kahn and the protocol suite's most enduring public champion, is retiring at 82 from his role as chief internet evangelist at Google, a position he has held since 2005. A TechCrunch piece surfacing on Hacker News framed the departure as the end of an era, a characterization that, given Cerf's half-century of technical and political engagement, is difficult to dispute. What distinguishes Cerf's career is the combination of foundational invention and sustained advocacy. After co-authoring the RFC specifications in the 1970s, he spent subsequent decades actively campaigning for net neutrality, open standards, and internet access as a human right, positions that at various points put him at odds with the very company that employed him. The internet's extensibility, critics and admirers alike agree, is precisely why it absorbed the web, mobile computing, streaming, and the current AI layer, none of which Cerf and Kahn specifically designed for. Hacker News commenters pushed back on purely celebratory framing, noting that TCP/IP's design choices, particularly the absence of built-in authentication at the network layer, left structural gaps that produced decades of security problems, from email spam to BGP hijacking. Those gaps, the discussion noted, reflect design assumptions from an era when the network's users were a small, mutually trusting academic community. Whether that constitutes a flaw or an unavoidable product of the design context remains contested. Cerf's retirement arrives as the principles TCP/IP encoded: end-to-end neutrality, packet-switched resilience, no single point of control, are being renegotiated in practice. Large-scale AI inference distributed across heterogeneous compute clusters, edge computing blurring client-server boundaries, and regulatory regimes in the EU, India, and China, effectively partitioning what was intended as a global network, are all applying structural pressure that no revision to the specifications has yet addressed.